the South Sea Railroad.
Oh, I see.
About 4 miles south of Oxford.
South?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, now I say it's not on a highway. It's on the, what's known as the old Oxford Taylor Road. And you go out, you can go out here and go out by Faulkner's Home, you know, where you go to Faulkner's Home. And that highway, like where you turn, go to Faulkner's Home there, go right on down. Well, let's see where that highway runs. And just go right on over the highway, over the bridge there, and takes what's known as the Taylor Road, they call it. And there's a fine settlement right out of Oxford there, just on either side of Fine New Home for a few miles, and go right on down that highway. It's a pretty good road. I think they've got it blacktopped nearly several miles down there. And not the Thacker Mountain, however, but it's pretty near the Thacker Mountain, but it'll be graveled. And it's on a creek down there. I think they call it Taylor Creek. And it's just a very high hill. You won't pay much attention to it even when you get to it. But a Dr. Kennan here, who was a famous scientist at one time at the University of Mississippi, when we had very few teachers and very few students for that matter, I was out there before they got to the 600 mark, and we thought we was going places when we got 600. And we had four or five famous doctors, and he was one of them. And I've heard him often say that Oxford would never have a major tornado. And his theory was that this Thacker's Mountain, and then just north over here, practically, it's a little further out, I believe, a little further out, they're about 8 miles distance apart, somewhere. He claimed that those two big kind of mountains, it's called Somerville Mountain, he claimed that those two hills out there, mountains as we call them, have a tendency some way that he says that a storm has a tendency to push down. Then when they hit some obstruction, that sends a force up, and then when it gets up to a certain height, that hill gives it such a momentum that it keeps it going on up a certain height, you know, like these vaulters and all that, skiers and everything. You get a certain height, and then you can go so much distance on that height, and then you have to make the incline. At those storms then vault over enough to get over here. And we have had several storms, and they would usually go around us or either vault over and hit several miles on the other side. And I've noticed that through the years, and I've always remembered what old Dr. Kennan said.
That's it.